The next patient is Geraldine King. The last name is K-I-N-G. This is a clinical case of a 90-year-old white female that is originally from Pennsylvania that just moved to this area. The patient went to see the... primary care, Dr. Colombani, C-O-L-O-M, B like in boy, A-N-I, who refer here for CKD stage 3B. This patient was found with a creatinine of 1.29, a BUN of 20, and an estimated EFR of 39. The microalbumin creatinine ratio and the protein creatinine ratio had been ordered by Dr. Colombani. However, the patient was unable to give any samples. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that has been treated with the administration of lisinopril. The blood pressure today is 150/89. I'm going to request the patient to check the blood pressure at home in order to make sure that you have to make adjustments in the blood pressure medications if necessary. She also has a history of severe hyperlipidemia with cholesterol above 300. That was found in 2022. The most recent one is in the 240s, and she has been treated with the statins. Yeah. The patient is completely asymptomatic, and she's surprised that she has kidney issues. Period. It seems to me that this is a nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. We are going to order the basic workup, which include a kidney ultrasound, a protein and creatinine ratio in the urine, microalbumin creatinine ratio in the urine, and the blood pressure follow-up. The patient has a vitamin D level that is normal. No evidence of anemia. Number two, hypertension, that is out of control. Number three, hyperlipidemia, that it has been treated with the administration of simvastatin, 20 milligrams once a day.
Me and them's going to have a come to meet because my bill keeps going up and up and up, and no channels are getting, added or anything. Increasing too much.
Following over vitamin D deficiency, following over osteoarthritis. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. We'll keep you posted with the progress. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.